evening and welcome to The Big Fight. My name is Sanket Upadhyay. Now, we've seen through the day on Friday, lots of episodes, in fact, many instances of protests taking place around the country. This is not a farm protest opposing the new farm bills just taking place in Haryana and Punjab, which is being treated as the epicenter. There are protests taking place in Uttar Pradesh, in Bihar, in Rajasthan, even down south in Karnataka as well as Tamil Nadu. An important question needs to be asked as of this moment. Notice a chronology, as they say. We'll start with this year itself. So you've got CAA and NRC, where this bill was introduced and passed in Parliament almost instantaneously. And the government's response to any protest that took place was that this is an attempt to mislead. These are people who have vested interests. They're attempting to mislead the people. Very recently, the JEE NEET protest of the students was also called as an attempt to mislead the students. And now this, the farm protests that are taking place, the government's explanation is, yes, you guessed it right, that someone is misleading the farmers. A very simple question that one wants to ask over here. Is everyone so naive that they are being misled? Number two, is the government, which is this government particularly, which is the champion of communication, the self-proclaimed champion of communication, failing to communicate with the farmers on the benefits of the farm bill? Why can't they do that? And third, and a very important question, is every dissenting voice to anything that this government does is an attempt to mislead? Why is this presumption so simplistic as far as the government is concerned? Will this not do us more damage in the long term than good? So on The Big Fight, what we are going to discuss is that Kisan are up in arms over the farm bills. Center or opposition? Who is going to win the farmer? Who can convince the farmer? Because the farmer is up in arms. Surely not all farmers are politically motivated. Or is that what the government is saying? No, they're not. So who is going to win the farmer? And is this bill actually pro-farmer or anti-farmer? And we have an extremely competent voice which is going to join us. You will hear that interview a little after 9:30, where we have P. Sainath exclusively speaking to NDTV, where he's going to tell us what he thinks about these farm bills. So let's introduce our guests this evening. We have Mr. P. Chengal Reddy, Chief Advisor of the CIFA, Consortium of Indian Farmers Association. Ashok Balyan, President of the Peasant Welfare Association, joins us from Muzaffarnagar. We also have Ram Pratap Singh, spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party. He's a farmer and a social entrepreneur. Gaurav Vallabh, spokesperson of the Congress Party, is also with us. And in just a short moment, we'll have Mr. Bharatendra Singh, leader of the Bharatiya Janata Party, former Lok Sabha MP of the BJP. Thank you very much, gentlemen. This is an important discussion. Let's kickstart the discussion first. Gaurav Vallabh, we'll begin with you. What do you make of, these protests? The farmers have protested. The government says that these are politically motivated protests and an attempt is being made to mislead the farmers. Your intentions are not right.
Today, 62 crore farmers of our country are out on the road. And government had given a message to them. And I will give that message in two phrases. Kisan, tum sadkon par lathiyan khate ho.
Sahib ko abhi chole bhaturo ki chinta sata rahi. What farmers are asking for? Farmers are asking that please ensure that we are going to get MSP in all circumstances. Why can't you give in writing to them in the form of an act? Because they are saying, whatever you assure us, we can't believe, because Prime Minister had assured the country for 15 lakh for every citizen, for generating 2 crore jobs a year. So what he says, he doesn't do. And what he doesn't say, he's not compelled to do. So that is the two-line sentence which is fit for the current government. Farmers are asking, Aadatiyas are asking, Mazdoors are asking that at all levels, MSP should be ensured, because we don't want, because you had bypassed the APMC. So So we don't.
No, first of all, for starters, Gaurav Vallabh, would you like to tell me whether you are opposed to these farm bills in totality, or do you want them to come? You want reforms, but with certain amendments so that they actually benefit the farmer. What's your contention? I'm sure you're not rejecting these bills outright.
Sanket, our contention is very clear that first of all, you create and generate in a small town, in small villages, the farm market, the farmer's market, and then go for the reform. You are right now reforming APMC Act, bypassing APMC, and just giving a right to your food friends to buy the output from the farmers at the one pone dam, which can't be justified by any farmer of a sound mindset. And Prime Minister is saying that we have to communicate. Are what you have to communicate? Farmers are asking. 62 crore farmers are there in our country. 62 crore farmers are saying, assure us that nobody can buy.
Let's get in a response from Bharatendra Singh, leader of the BJP. I've understood your point. Let's get in a response from Bharatendra Singh. Mr. Singh, from what I gather, Gaurav Vallabh seems to be saying that the government's decision is not actually for Kisan Kalyan. This is actually corporate Kalyan.
No, as we all of us understand very clearly, I'm a farmer myself, that the bigger the market, the better the price assurance. One. Secondly, as far as the MSP is concerned, the government has bought much more agricultural produce in 2020-21 than was bought under the UPA government in 2013-14. I would like to just give this data. In 2013-14, in 2020-21, we have bought 73% of wheat as compared to 41%. We have bought 114% of paddy as compared to 43%. And we have bought 4,962% of pulses, dalan and tilhan, jise hum Hindi mein kehte hain, as compared to 65% bought in 13 and 14. So, you know, there's been a huge increase. The government can control the prices because it sits in the market as a buyer. If you have other buyers, it only helps for the prices to go up. To reply to my colleague's, Gaurav Ji's, misrepresentation or misunderstanding, there seems to be a complete political dishonesty. You know, the Congress in its manifesto in 2019, Mr. Kabil Sibal on the floor of the House in the Rajya Sabha speaking, it's all over the YouTube now, they have all argued for cancelling of the mandis because mandis were the hub of exploitation of the farmer. The BKU has always targeted the mandi and said that these are few government agents who
Mr. Bharatendra Singh, Gaurav Vallabh will now, bring out perhaps some para or verse from 2011 of the Prime Minister when he was the then Gujarat Chief Minister, where he proposed to the then Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh that you put it on paper that MSP is never going to go away. It was his own, very own recommendation. This is going to go on, this blame game. My point very simply, and let me go to Ram Pratap Singh now. Gaurav Vallabh, I'll come to you. I believe you want to reply. We'll give you a right to reply. But Ram Pratap Singh,
just a moment, too.
Ram Pratap Singh, how exactly can we make this law? See, I don't think it's anyone's case that we need farm sector reforms. But how exactly should we do it? What should be the manner in which it should be done? Should there be greater consultation? Because we are trying to structurally change something which is integral to Indian economy. By the way, at a time when everything is down in the dumps, because of the lockdown.
Right.
Only the agricultural sector is some sort of a sunshine industry. The only sector which is registering positive growth. Ram Pratap Singh.
Yeah, thank you. So future of 60 crore farmers in this, small and marginal farmers of the country is at stake. So we could not be and should not be doing any politics on this. As I fully agree with you, there has to be a broad-based consultation, discussion with all the stakeholders, all the political parties, and if we are so concerned about the betterment of the stock of our farmers, then the way these bills were passed and what we've seen in the last 1 week,
in the parliament is not a very healthy scene for the country. And what I feel that there are some genuine apprehensions and fears which the farmers have, and it is the right of the government should go out and explain to the people, because it's their future at stake. And quickly, I will outline what are these and simplify the fears and the apprehensions and the suspicions and the conspiracy theories that the farmers have. First is on the marketing side, their monopolies of corporates and international organizations will be created, and farmers will have no right left on the price that they get, number one. Number two, on the production side, with corporate farming and contract farming coming into place, small farmers with small patches of land will be lured into leasing their lands, and big, large corporate monopolies will be created, and the farmers will become bonded laborers on their own farms. These are the genuine apprehensions which all political parties, especially the government, needs to address.
Okay. Okay, very quickly, Mr. Reddy, Ashok Balyan is also with us, Mr. Reddy is with us, and we have Paramban Singh Rumana, President of the Youth Akali Dal, of the Shiromani Akali Dal. Thank you very much to all of you. You know, Mr. Reddy, just taking off from where Mr. Ram Pratap Singh left, see, the point is that right now the argument being given is that this is going to end the exploitation of the farmer at the mandis, at the APMCs. But then the fear is that the manner in which this law has been drafted and now cleared, right, so much so that the Shiromani Akali Dal also does not agree with it, the manner in which it has been cleared and drafted is going to replace one devil with another. So while the intention is to reduce the exploitation at the mandis, are you not creating another monster by throwing the farmer to be exploited by the corporates, Mr. Reddy?
See, in 1990, when we started reforms in service and industrial sector, the same apprehensions were generated by XYZ. All the ruling parties, they supported, opposition parties opposed. See, the big problem for us today or earlier is, see, if government, the ruling party does something, oppositions will always say immediately, say no. If I would ask these political parties one thing, let them give three reasons. I mean, I would ask Congress people and opposition, what is that Mr. Modi has done three good things? And I will ask BJP party, you tell three things that Congress has done in 10 years. They won't be able to reply. See, the issue is very here. You see, the reform per se is welcome. First thing, let us be clear. There is no ambiguities, because the reforms is a continuous ongoing process. Sure. APMC is one of them. There are humpty number of reforms which the Prime Minister, if he was to survive your economy and bounce back in 2024, you have to take up in farm sector, and these reforms is good. Yes, there are some nitty-gritties and all that. I only want to ask my colleagues and farmers across the country, see, once an act is made, then you have to frame rules. Once the rules are made, they have to be made applicable. How are you going to do? Are you going to do it in 24 hours or 48 hours? And then the so-called consultation, I would ask, do you think if government puts it before the political parties, they will agree? Do you, any opposition party will concur with government on anything except the,
No, but then you have one moment, Mr. Reddy. This cannot be an explanation. No, just because the opposition is not going to agree, will a government have the right to railroad through legislation? Absolutely. Then we don't need the parliament. No. Then the government can pass an executive order.
No, who are the farmers in this country? Is it Congress party? Is it Akali Dul who stayed with them for 6 years? Or is it BSP, SP and all these regional parties? I would ask all these...
No, I am just responding to your point on consultation that the opposition will not allow.
No, please, you hear me, ask them. No, please don't restrain us. Since 2007, Swaminathan report has come. Why is that no political party has launched any agitation in any national level, state level or regional level? Why is that these political parties have failed? And today...
Let me get in a response.
No, I
let me get in a response. One moment.
Hello? Yeah. See, yeah. My submission...
Yeah, Mr. Reddy, I'm going to come back to you. You've made certain important points, Gaurav Vallabh, and then Mr. Rumana.
First
of all, 62 crore farmers and 250 plus farmers union. Don't government think that it is what Mr. Reddy was telling? I don't want to comment on that. But Mr. Reddy, 250 farmers union. Had government consulted them? Had government consulted their own allies? They are coming out. Forget about the opposition parties or other farmers union were not taken into confidence before having these type of reforms, number one. Number two, what...
No, he's saying when the rules will be framed, they'll be consulted.
Why can't you make this as a part of the act? Why always say rules, and after rules, you will say by rules, and by rules, usually by rules. We are fed up with these things. You give something concrete idea to the farmer of our country. Second point, Sanket, 86% of farmers hold less than 5 acres of land, and you are telling here, Mr. Singh from BJP is telling, that they will find out the price discovery and MSP. Are you just fooling the people of our country by giving these type of absurd logic? Number three, third point, and I want to ask all experts here, that by abolishing or by amending Essential Commodity Act, who is going to get the benefit? Is farmers or consumers are going to get benefit? Sanket, you will be surprised that up to 100% of price rise, government will not interfere. Up to 100% of price rise of certain commodities, government will say, okay, earn my suit boot friends, earn the profit, and just go to some safe havens across the world, sit there and earn the money. So what you are going to do by these types, are these reforms or just helping your food friends? And the last point.
Okay, lots of apprehensions that have been raised. Yeah, I'm going to come back to you, Gaurabala, one moment. A lot of apprehensions have been raised. I'll give a right to reply to Mr. Bharatendra Singh also to respond to them. But Ashok Balyan, I want to come to you. You are Muzaffar Nagar. Mm-hmm. Saath jud chuke hain. Zameen par, zameeni hakikat ye hai ki aaj humne dekha hai ki dharna pradarshan hua, desh bhar mein hua. Lekin main is cheez ko bhi manunga ki bahut sare aise log honge ya bahut sare aise kisan honge जो कि आज धरने पे नहीं आए होंगे या नहीं धरना दे रहे होंगे. मैं आपसे ये जानना चाहता हूं कि अगर आप एक ओवरऑल कंप्लीट पिक्चर हमको देना चाहें कि जमीनी हकीकत क्या है, आपको लगता है इस कानून से फायदा होगा?
देखिए, ये जो तीनों बिल आए हैं कृषि में सुधार के लिए आए हैं, और इनका कोई भी प्रावधान अभी तक हमें ऐसा नहीं मिला कि जो किसानों के विपरीत हो. तो जब तक हम किसानों को ये नहीं बताएंगे कि इसमें क्या आपके अगेंस्ट है, क्या आपके खिलाफ है, तो तब तक भ्रम की स्थिति रहेगी. लेकिन ये सच है कि किसान आंदोलनरत है. वो आंदोलनरत क्यों है, मैं इसको भी बहुत संक्षेप में कहना चाहता हूँ कि वो चाहता है कि एमएसपी की गारंटी मिले. वो तीन बिलों का इतना विरोधी नहीं है किसान देश में, जितना वो चाहता है कि उसको एमएसपी की गारंटी मिले.
तो फिर सरकार को, अगर आपका ये ग्राउंड का असेसमेंट है, तो आपको नहीं लगता ये सरकार को कर देना चाहिए था?
बिल्कुल, किसान चाहता था कि जब कृषि सुधार के ये तीन बिल आए हैं, तो जो बहुत लंबे समय से उनकी कोई मांग आज से नहीं है, एमएसपी की किसान की मांग अभी से नहीं है, बहुत समय से मांग है कि एमएसपी को गारंटी के साथ लागू किया जाए. क्योंकि फसलों के दाम जो तय करती है केवल धान और दालें और गेहूं को खरीदा जाता है, बाकी चीजें तो किसान को मंडी में उस वक्त जब उसकी फसल आती है तो उससे नीचे बेचनी पड़ती है, एमएसपी से नीचे बेचनी पड़ती है. और एक चाहता है किसान,
सोचिए कैसी अजीब सी एक स्थिति है. यू नो, भारतेंद्र सिंह
की रिपोर्ट जो पिछली सरकार ने इसी वर्तमान सरकार ने अपने पिछले कार्यकाल में लागू की थी, उसको उसमें कुछ चीजें रह गई हैं, उससे किसान को प्रति क्विंटल फसल के दाम तय करने में नुकसान है, उसको लागू करते हैं. तो मैं समझता हूँ कि किसान का विरोध खत्म हो जाएगा.
भारतेंद्र सिंह,
हाँ, राजनीतिक पार्टियों का विरोध
भारतेंद्र सिंह कारण, यू हैव हर्ड राजनीतिक कारण, ठीक है, चलिए हम उसमें नहीं जा रहे. वी आर नॉट गेटिंग इन टू द पोलिटिकल एस्पेक्ट ऑफ द पोलिटिकल डायमेंशन. वॉट द फार्मर्स आर सेइंग, द व्यू ऑफ मिस्टर अशोक बालियान भारतेंद्र सिंह इज that the basic concern is that MSP must be implemented with rigidity across the board, across all markets. Why has that not been done? Once that is done, you assure this farmer that he will get the price for his produce. Now, that is not being done. In fact, it's a weird situation wherein Ashok Balyan has to say that a farmer has to sell below the MSP. You know, MSP means minimum support price. I just feel that this has become MRP for the farmers. Bhartin Singh.
As long back as 2002, in Mr. Shanta Kumar's committee's report, only 6% of the crop produced all over the country was bought at MSP rate. So that is the sad situation of the country in its agricultural history. This MSP can only be increased, and I've already given the data that the government is very certain and very sure about being a player in the market and having the MSP. At the same time, I would like to completely agree with Mr. Ashok Balyan and assure him from my party's point of view, by the seriousness of the Prime Minister and the Agriculture Minister speaking and assuring on the floor of the House that the MSP will be maintained. I also completely agree with Mr. Reddy and Mr. Ram Pratap
Singh. Mr. Singh, we have discussed this ad nauseum. We've been discussing this, that the Prime Minister, when he was the Chief Minister, himself proposed that this must be documented. It must be in letter. And today you are saying that go by his assurance in Parliament. Why?
It will be documented. I'm sure it will be documented. A bill is changed and rechanged and argued and discussed, but goes through parliamentary committees. It
no,
is
that's
because
exactly
of corona
the point.
That the parliamentary committees are not functional. They are not being able to travel. They are not being able to call the people and discuss it with various parties as the.
No, but then where was the discussion, Mr. Singh?
Have been raised by
the basic allegation is that there was no discussion. You've got your own alliance partner. I have Mr. Romanna
of
the Shiromani Akali Dal. He seems to say that the manner in which an ordinance, Mr. Romanna, do you think that had your concerns been met, had there more consultation taken place, more stakeholders been spoken to, and the MSP guarantee been given, then this was not necessarily a bad law. In fact, this is a very good law. Any reform is good, provided
absolutely.
We have a holistic view.
Absolutely. That's what we've been saying since day one, that the stakeholders need to be taken on board. You are bringing a bill which you say you're bringing for the benefit of the farmer. And why can't we call the farmers to discuss? We took this bill to the farmers of Punjab because Punjab is the biggest agriculture producing state in India. We produce almost 50% of the grain for the central pool. The farmers of Punjab had reservations vis-a-vis this bill. We took those reservations to the government of India and we asked them a very simple thing. I don't think it was asking for much. We asked them that before this ordinance comes in to Parliament to be made a bill, the stakeholders, that is the Kisan of Punjab, the farmers of Punjab, the Kisan unions, all the stakeholders, the Arthiyas as we call them, they should be taken on board. Their reservations need to be addressed. Jo unke shanke hain, wo dur kiye jayen. And then this bill in a better form should be brought to Parliament, which is acceptable to all. Now there were
Mr. Reddy is saying then you would know, there would have been politics, there would have been vested interests, and you would have never allowed a bill to come.
So was it necessary to bulldoze it over everybody's will and the people who you say this bill is going to benefit? They are today out on the streets, be it Punjab, be it Haryana, be it other parts of the country. In this dangerous times of COVID, do you think anybody wants to sit on the street on his own free will? The farmer of Punjab is fighting to save
Mr. Reddy,
his
how
livelihood.
You I think
complete?
This is a valid criticism, Mr. Reddy, of the government.
I don't want to comment.
Yeah, sure.
See,
Mr. Romanna.
I would only come
can
to
I
the
just,
reform.
I'll just take a minute.
See, this has become a very wrong thing, saying ordinance, opposition, not consultation and all.
I'll come
I
back to you, Mr. Romanna. I'll come
reform.
To you. Yeah, Mr. Reddy.
See, first of all, if you want to consolidate farm sector in terms of productivity increase, curtailing wastage, I mean creating employment, etc., there are an umpty number of things which we have denied to farmers for the last 30 years. You have to initiate on some place. Now, Mr. Modi has brought in 3 reforms. Earlier also, he has brought in 2 more reforms. I don't know why this is not being discussed. He has allowed foreign direct investment in agriculture. And he has allowed genetic technology field trials. And yes, also, sir. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi has to take up another half a dozen reforms. It's an ongoing process.
So,
now,
Mr.
this
Reddy,
question
I
of MSP,
I
would
realize that not one panelist,
the bill has
not one panelist says look, that they are anti-reform.
Let Makali Dal also make representation. During the course of next 1-2 months, let us go and meet the Prime Minister, Niti Aayog, somebody. Start including that probably part of the rules, regulations, conditionality.
No, but then,
but
see, this is an afterthought.
The bill,
Mr. Reddy, this is an afterthought. You first passed the law. I have never heard of things happening this way, because you know, you see what you seem to suggest, and twice now during the course of this broadcast, that let the consultation process begin now. Why then? What is the point of having a parliament? I suppose, and the way I have covered political reporting, and I have seen governments,
you consult first parliament and MPs. As a farmers activist, once again, I would point my finger at all these political parties, be it Akali Dal, BJP, Congress, and this SP and all that. Why is that you haven't taken...
Okay, let me get your response from Mr. Romana and Mr. Vallabh.
You have a responsibility to
farmers. Mr. Romana, would you like to respond to Mr. Reddy? He's saying that there is still a...
I'm sorry.
There is still a window of hope where you can carry out your consultation.
Well, when there was the chance of keeping the door open, the door was shut. As I said, no stakeholders were taken into confidence. No stakeholders were consulted. And we as an ally are saying that.
Mr. Reddy, one moment. Mr. Reddy, one moment. I'm getting a response to what you have said. Mr. Romanna. Mr. Vallabh, and then Bhartendra Singh. I believe
I think is a reverse system that is working. The consultations and the meetings and everything had to happen before the ordinance became a bill. Now you've made it a bill, and everybody's seen how it has been passed. Now you're talking of consultations. The issue is that this should have been done before. Now, as you very rightly said, that Mr. Modi, as the Chief Minister of Gujarat, had suggested in 2011 that...
One by one, Mr. Reddy.
Mr. Reddy, I didn't interrupt you. Please just give me a second. That it should, MSP should be a statutory right. It's another matter that from 2011 to 2014, Dr. Manmohan Singh sat on it. He was Prime Minister for 3 years. He didn't do anything.
Mr. Reddy, one moment, please. You've spoken. Please let others speak.
Congress didn't do anything for 50 years. I'm not denying that. But Mr. Reddy, the issue now is that the ball was in the court of the BJP government. And you're saying Akali Dal can make representations. Akali Dal made enough representations. Our minister said in the cabinet, Mrs. Harsimrat Kaur, that take the stakeholders into confidence before making a bill. We were assured that.
Sure. But the point is now what is... What is behind us, what is past is behind us. Let's move forward. Gaurav Vallabh very quickly and Bhartendra Singh.
Sanket, I fondly reminded with one corporate joke where a new executive were offered salary, and when he asked for a higher salary, he said, first of all, you join, then we will see. Arey Reddy sahab, aise nahi hota hai. Don't befool the farmer. You are a farm activist. Don't try to befool the farmers. You have to write in the act very clearly in a bold letter that no suit boot wala, no corporate, no government, no state government, no corporation can buy the output from a farmer at a price less than the MSP. And if he is buying less than MSP, that should be taken as a criminal charge. Then only the laws will be enforced. Second point, what Mr. Singh was telling from BJP, the Prime Minister had assured, standing on in the Parliament, saying, sir, Prime Minister ne to Parliament mein khada hoke Narega ki aise mazak udai thi. Then he himself moved to Narega. On standing on the in the Parliament, on the floor of the House, he said that give me 50 days after demonetization. If I can't do it,
I think Mr. Vallabh has made his point. So, Gaurav Vallabh seems to suggest that what is the... He's saying there is no value of that comment unless it is in letter. Bhartendra Singh, very quickly, last word. Mr. Singh.
I would like to quickly respond to the very relevant points that have been made by my very learned panelists. Firstly, they have expressed apprehensions about the bill and how the corporates might exploit the farmers. I would just like to highlight a few points in the bill, that land cannot be mortgaged by the farmers, land cannot be mortgaged by the company. The liability of the farmer is only limited to the amount of money he borrows, not the loss that is created in that product or in that agreement. And there is an arbitration that is going to be done locally at the tehsil by the SDM himself. And there are lots of other such provisions. The other thing that time and again everybody is talking about, that why could not have the state governments been taken into confidence? Because the state government is going to lose revenue. There will be no mandi tax after this reform, and there will be no trade tax. both these losses will go onto the state government. And also, let us be very honest and straight about it. I've been a member of the state government, an MLA and a minister in UP. And I can tell you that the state government is a major player in the Mandi hocus pocus that goes on. So this is now going to get opened up, okay. And the market is opening up for the farmer, which is good news. We could not. I agree with you 100%. I would like to agree with Mr. Reddy, Mr. Ashok Balyan, Mr. Ram Prakash Singh, that there should have been a better discussion in Parliament.
Okay.
Once you are elected to Parliament, we are there to legislate a good bill for the farmers, not represent our ideologies and our parties and our differences. We are there to legislate a good bill, so we should all be speaking for the farmers. This
sure,
is a
and that's exactly
and
the point
Prime
that
Minister,
is coming in
whether
from
it
everywhere.
Was GST 370
if,
or triple
if
tala,
there were to be
we
greater consultations, Mr. See, Mr. Singh, the problem is
the
you mentioned GST, and there will be another political debate on the manner in which it has been implemented. Of course, the government representatives keep saying that this is a teething trouble to something new, a reform step. Things will settle down.
There is a full majority government.
The government's version of the future
allows us to push it through.
I wish I had. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I wish we had a DeLorean from Back to the Future right now to be able to travel into the future, to be able to see the impact of this farm bill. But I've run out of time. Whether it'll be a good, bright future, or is it going to be doomsday as being predicted by the opposition? We have to wait. There's no other way. But reforms are required. The manner in which we are bringing about reforms, are they the best way? Well, the jury's out. We're stopping for a short break at this moment. When we come back, a credible voice on agriculture. He's worked extensively in the farm sector among members of rural India. He is the founder editor of the People's Archive of Rural India, Mr. P. Sainath's exclusive interview coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Joining us right now is Mr. P. Sainath, founder editor of the People's Archive of Rural India. Mr. Sainath, thank you so much for speaking to NDTV. My first question to you is, your initial reaction of these farm bills, what do you make of, number one, the manner in which they have been brought in, and also, their intended purpose? Will they be able to achieve it?
I think that the manner in which they were brought in was there for the entire public and nation to see. I don't think we should waste too much time on that. I think that the intent, the result may not match the intent. The intent is clearly taking the process of corporatization of agriculture much further, and it will take it further. However, the idea of the attack or trying to undermine the APMCs, etc., the idea there is that major private players will rush in now and open a lot of private markets. There's any amount of evidence to tell you that why that may not happen. You've had Bihar scrap its APMC Act in 2006. Nothing much happened. And Bihar farmers are getting terrible prices. And that's going to be an issue in their election. You have the Vashi APMC in Maharashtra, which has been running since 2016 on precisely the lines that the new bills try to formulate for APMCs. And nothing much has happened there either by way of major private players coming in and booming across the market. Sanket, the Indian private or corporate sector, more correctly, don't relish competition. Monopoly capital rarely does. They like public resources, public properties, public everything, infrastructure, tied up, packaged, gift-wrapped, and delivered at their door by Amazon. So Kerala has never had an APMC Act. Okay? It's never had an APMC Act. But you have had you don't have any major private market chains there either. So I'm saying the result, the intent is that the private players or the corporate players take over. The result is more likely chaos.
Mr. Sainath, what do you make of the government saying, you know, this is basically an old philosophy, particularly of this present dispensation, that the government has no business to be in business. And, you know, if you can facilitate an open market, if it is available for everyone else, why can it not be available for the farmer?
Firstly, this is based on an absurd, farcical assumption. It's based on the assumption that the APMCs are some kind of center of the evil empire, you know, exerting a monopoly over agricultural produce and enslaving the farmer. That is so much rubbish. The bulk of transactions to this day, the bulk of transactions of agricultural marketable surplus take place outside the APMC. Because most farmers in this country, most producers and cultivators in this country already have their product wrapped up in unwritten contracts to the sahukar, to the commission agent, to the big trader, to the money lender. That is already, it's very rare. The percentage that actually reaches the APMC is not that much. Sanket, let me give you, for your viewers, a better understanding of the APMC, which doesn't seem to dawn on the media at all. The APMC is to agriculture what the government school is to education. You can call the government schools the APMCs of education, or the PHCs are the APMCs of the health sector. What about government schools? They're bad. They're underfunded. They're systematically whittled away by the state. They have very poor facilities. Most of them don't have toilets, as the CAG is telling you. All this is true. And yet, they're the only place that tens of millions of poor Indian children can go to get a schooling. So let's shut down government schools. Let's liberate the kids from there. For what? Where will they go? You're seeing under the pandemic, under the lockdown, that poor children, we are now moving from a digital divide to digital partition and digital apartheid. Okay? Now you strike down the structures of government schools. Where do the tens of millions of kids who can't afford anything else go? The APMCs, likewise, are not having any great monopoly whatsoever. And even the changes to the APMCs that they want to make, have already been done in the Vashi APMC. None of the stated results have happened. Can I give you a suggestion for the Prime Minister? You're saying this dispensation, actually, the Prime Minister's positions have at one level, been pretty consistent. I'm offering a 5-paragraph law, a bill that would be passed unanimously by Parliament based on the Prime Minister's assurances. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi, if you get onto the Ministry of Consumer Affairs website, as Mr. Ajay Veer Jakar of the Bharat Krishak Samaj has already done and enlightened us. If you get onto the website of the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, you will find a report of the working group on these issues, which was chaired by a chief minister called Narendra Modi in 2011. It submitted a report to the then Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh, arguing that no agricultural transaction, no transaction between a farmer and a trader should be allowed to occur at less than MSP. That was signed by the chairman of the committee, Mr. Narendra Modi. Now, second, two assurances Mr. Modi has made repeatedly. You've been reporting them every day. One, in reply to the protests and the anger and the, maramari that occurred in Parliament, the Prime Minister has repeatedly said, one, I will see to it MSP will never go. It will not die. It's lies. People are liars, including his old cabinet colleagues, the Akalis. And so this is one statement of his. And it is consistent with his 2011 position that no transaction should be below MSP between trader and farmer. Second thing he has been saying is that these bills are clearing up the space for my promise of doubling farmers' incomes by 2022. In the last few years, he has said that at least 22 times. Okay. Now, if you want to do this, if this is your assurance as the Prime Minister of the nation, what is to stop you? Who is to stop you from putting down a few 5 paragraphs, a bill with 4 elements, just 4 elements, 1 paragraph each element and your conclusion. Number one, entirely based on the Prime Minister's assurances. One, and that of the BJP. Number one element, the MSP is guaranteed by the Swaminathan formula as promised by the BJP in 2014 when they said, when the Prime Minister, now Prime Minister, said, within 12 months of coming to power, we will implement that recommendation of the Swaminathan Commission. First element. So the first element is MSP guaranteed at the under the Swaminathan formula. Two, no transaction between, including new players, traders, corporations, and farmers, no transaction can be below the MSP rate as recommended by the Prime Minister when he was Chief Minister of Gujarat. Third element, guaranteed procurement. The government of former governments of Maharashtra have made a mockery of procurement where everybody and many other states started following the example of the then Chief Minister, Mr. Deshmukh. What they would do is declare very high MSP, but not procure. In cotton, for instance, they would declare a high MSP when there was great distress in Vidarbha. Then they would open the MSP centers late into the season. In those 20-25 days, the farmers in desperation would divert their crop to the traders, to the privateers, etc., etc. The second thing they would do, if they needed 300 MSP centers, they would open 140. The third thing they would do, they would close these centers 20 days before the end of the season. So late arrivals would again be channeled towards private trade. So the third element of the law, one paragraph, that guaranteed procurement. And the fourth element, you know, if you want to, if you really want to double anyone's income by 22, you're not going to double or even increase by 10%. Anybody who is the income of anybody who is drowning in debt. So you announce cancellation of farmer debt totally, which is a farmer demand for years now. So you do these, you've got a law which you have promised, which you have given an assurance on. I would like those 8 MPs who are suspended, they come back walking on their hands to vote for that bill. So you can, if the Prime Minister wishes, simply by putting his assurances on paper, he can solve this problem, right? But this whole thing
and demonized. Mr. Saina, do you think that that's exactly something which is not happening as of this moment? See, because we spoke to Mr. Shanta Kumar, who submitted these recommendations. He headed a committee. The Prime Minister asked him to for, you know, farm reforms. I'm sure you're aware of this. This new reform, its basis is the Shanta Kumar recommendation. And I guess that's where the fear comes from, because his recommendation suggested that you might as well do away with the MSP regime and also, you know, the government procurement. Do you think that's where the fear is coming from?
The fear is coming from experience. Okay, let's just take the chronology in 20-30 seconds, Sanket. Let's take the chronology of this government, of this political process and MSP. In 2014, before being elected to power, and maybe because of this being elected to power, the Bharatiya Janata Party promised within 12 months of coming to power, we will implement the Swaminathan Commission's recommendation for MSP, which is C2 plus 50%. within, what did they do within those first 12 months? They filed an affidavit within those first 12 months saying, this is not feasible, it's not desirable, it will distort market prices. That is 2015. 2016, the then agriculture minister, Mr. Radha Mohan Singh, says, hey, we never made any such promise. 2017, the agriculture minister and other ministers of the BJP government tell us, what Swaminathan? Why don't you look at Madhya Pradesh, where the model of our Shivraj Singh Chauhan ji has gone way beyond Swaminathan? And it's a small matter that this was around the time that I think five farmers were shot in Mandsaur, shot dead. 2018 and 19, please read the budget speech of Mr. Arun Jaitley. I'll save your viewers the time by telling you, especially that second speech, paragraphs 13 and 14, yeah, where he says, paragraphs 13 and 14 of the minister's speech on the finance bill, of the finance bill, where he says, we have already implemented the Swaminathan Commission. We have already implemented it in the Rabi crop, and we are fully ready to implement it in the Kharif as well. So 2014, we will implement. 2015, we cannot implement. 2016, we never made a promise. 2017, we will follow the MP model. 2018 and 19, we have already implemented. And in 2020, the Agriculture Minister Narendra Tomar says in Parliament that in all that melee, we are the only people who have respected, the only party that has respected the Swaminathan Commission's recommendations. Now, why would people not be fearful of the things that are happening when they have this experience behind them? Yeah. And you also have...
Okay, I think that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Saina, I just wanted to ask you this. This, the skeptics seem to suggest, or those who are skeptical seem to suggest that because by law you do not have a level playing field between the private players who will now come in and the APMCs, this is going to give a natural advantage to the private players and thus weaken the APMC system over a period of time. So if the government today says that, see, APMCs exist, MSP regime exists, but because you don't have a level playing field, eventually the system will fade away and get over.
It's the gutting of the system from within. They're absolutely right in saying that it's pretty much like what has happened, Sanket, to the government schools and the PHCs. Please remember that in its last pre-pandemic budget, this government put up district hospitals for private management. Do you recall that? District level hospitals are open now for private management. We destroy something. We destroy the PHCs. We destroy the district hospitals. And then we say, the man is sick, kill him. And that's what will happen with the APMCs. Look at government schools. Kids have choice. They can go and join the Ambani International School. They can join the GD Goenka School, can't they? You know bloody well that they can't. They have no chance of doing so. They're 30 years away from anywhere of that, even thinking about that kind of money. So not only is that going to happen, the skeptics are right on that. But please allow me to point out that there is a further case which will tell you what happens. There is no question that the farmer is disadvantaged in any transaction with powerful corporations. That you saw a few months ago when PepsiCo sued a farmer for 1 crore in Gujarat in the Prime Minister's home state. Remember, the kind of power that is brought to that. And on top of this, you bring in an Essential Commodities Act, amended Essential Commodities Act, which essentially tells you that all these commodities are not essential anymore, except under extraordinary circumstances, war and famine. Give me a break. Yeah. I mean, sure, that kind of stuff. But let's come back to what actually exists on the ground, not the theoretical stuff. Take Maharashtra, which has been the home to all the great experimentation in new economic policies in agriculture. Sanket, the milk trade, it has nothing to do with the APMC. There is no milk trade coming through the APMC. It's a private trade. In March this year, I live in Mumbai. In our household, we pay 48 to 52 rupees for a liter of cow's milk, depending on the fat content, and 54 to maybe 60 rupees for a liter of buffalo's milk. Now, on that 48 rupees, the struggles of Maharashtra farmers for years brought them to a point where they were getting 30 to 32 rupees out of the 48 rupees, at which price the consumer paid in Mumbai. Within a week or 2 weeks of the lockdown, we continued to pay 48 rupees a liter, and the farmer's share fell to 17 rupees a liter. Now, which APMC did that? Mm. Which public structure did that? It happened entirely because private trade found the farmers on their knees under the lockdown.
You know, running out of time, but Mr. Sainath, a lot of insight, but let's hope we can ask these questions of the government and force them, perhaps to respond to these recommendations that you have made, extremely important and pertinent recommendations.
Recommendations made by the Prime Minister.
Assurances that have been made, be put in writing. Will the government do that or not? We'll see. Thank you very much, Mr. P. Sainath, for joining us on NDTV.
You're welcome. Thank you.